No one asked me for any kind of loyalty oath at any point during this process, and I sure as heck didn't offer one.
Christopher Wray told senators today he's been assured he won't face the kind of presidential pressure his predecessor outlined in a series of memos.
If the president asks you to do something unlawful or unethical, what do you say?
First, I would try to talk him out of it, and if that failed, I would resign.
Wray says he met with President Trump and top aides twice last month.
I went into both meetings listening very carefully to make sure that I didn't hear something that would make me uncomfortable.
Wray headed the Justice Department's criminal division before entering private practice. He was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's personal lawyer during the Bridgegate scandal. But he is seen by both sides as a straight shooter.
I did not consider Director Mueller to be on a witch hunt.
And he didn't shy away today from contradicting the president.
You don't think Director Comey is a nut job, right?
That's never been my experience with him.
Yeah.
Wray did try to avoid the new controversy surrounding Donald Trump Jr.
I'm not really in a position to speak to it.
South Carolina's Lindsey Graham wouldn't have it.
You're going to be the director of the FBI, pal. So here's what I want you to tell every politician. If you get a call from somebody suggesting that a foreign government wants to help you by disparaging your opponent, tell us all to call the FBI.
To the members of this committee, any threat or effort to interfere with our elections from any nation state is the kind of thing the FBI would want to know.
Wray is poised for easy confirmation, but even Republicans acknowledge today that the job of FBI director is currently strewn with landmines. As Utah's Orrin Hatch put it, Anthony, Wray's going to have an interesting life over the next couple of years, but he's not sure it's going to be a very nice life.